Good afternoon. This past Shabbos, somebody asked me that now with the conclusion of Sefer Bereishis, which one of the others is the personality that speaks most to me? Who do I feel most identified with? And while each one of the others and the imahos and the greats since then all hopefully inspire and shape a person, each in their own unique way, I've always found myself spiritually aligned with Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu, the person who was brought into this world, grabbing onto the hold of his brother's foot. He had to struggle. He had to make hard decisions. He had to leave home. Yaakov, who found himself at odds with a sibling, needing to escape and not see his father. Yaakov, who saw a beloved son leave his home. Yaakov, who wrestled with the angel. It was Yaakov, the person who struggled, and also the person who came to him, the Israel, that for me, and probably for many of us, that we feel so connected with. And that's one of the many reasons that the name of Israel, B'nai Israel, or B'nai Yaakov, the children of Israel, that to some degree we really see ourselves as the children of Yaakov Avinu. What always touched me about the life of Yaakov Avinu is at the end of his life, as we just read in Parshas Vayechi, of the scene that unfolded, and a scene that many of us can still picture in our mind's eye. Yaakov Avinu, after this long process that really began with the switching of the brachos, but finally, unified with all of his children and his grandchildren, going back to be buried in the land of Israel near his father and near his grandfather. Yaakov Avinu, as the Torah describes us, Vayitzav Osam, Vayomer Aleihem, Ani Ne'esof El Ami, Kivru Osi El Avosai. He commanded them, he commanded his children. The Ben Ezra says it means that all the children had to come and bury him. But again, that was a statement of great, of unity and of Shleimus after his entire life, have all of his children involved in the process of his death. Kivru Osi El Avosai, when the Pasuk says, Ne'esaf El Ami, I'm gathered onto my nation. And Rashi says, Al Shem Shemachnisin Hanfashos El Machum Genizosan, my soul is being reunified. Mm-hmm. The entire picture was one of a person at the end of a long road achieving Shleimus. His children, his grandchildren, burial in Israel, children back together, soul being returned back to the Geniza, to the warehouse of souls. And I know this is Al Pidrush, but I always felt how remarkable it was that the first major event that we know about in Yaakov's life was that he and Esav had the brachot switched. And now, as he's on his deathbed, he switches his hands for his grandchildren, Ephraim and Manasseh. And that symbolism, that image, is so rich. But again, that speaks to me of a certain shleimus, of a person whose life has come full circle. So much of his life was defined by the switching of the brachos with him and Esav. And now, at the end of his life, making peace with that decision, and he himself switching hands for his grandchildren. And I believe that for many of us, hopefully for many of us, there is a shleimus that comes at the end of one's life. A person has slowed down a little bit. A person has hopefully made peace, both with others and with himself. A person hopefully has a relationship with his children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren. That's a shleimus that the lucky among us can hope for at the end of our lives. What's also true is that we need to take opportunities to find wholeness and unity and peacefulness, even in our lives on a daily basis. Not to wait for shleimus, for wholeness at the end of our lives, But every day and every step along the way, once I saw a story about Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, and Rav Yaakov had studied for a period of time by Chelm, by the Alter Mechelm. And in Chelm, they always believed in everything was done b'nachas. Everything was done calmly and patiently. If you're sitting in the Beis Medrash and you're looking down on your Sefer and somebody comes in, you don't just react impulsively, but calmly, and then after the Seder, an hour, two, 3 hours later, you stand up and you welcome the person. Everything was done peacefully and b'nachas. And Rav Yaakov, one time, many years later, he was coming to his house on the Erev Shabbos, and he was very late, and there was a huge rush, and they were traveling here, and they had some shower, and he says, now I get to practice once again my Zerizos Nachas, moving very quickly, being very active, being very involved, having 1,000 things to do, but the Nachas, calmly, patiently, without feeling anxious, without feeling angry, without feeling frazzled. The busy life, the active life, but that life of the Nachas as well. And the greats among us, the tzaddikim among us, or those people who are just lucky to have a rich life, they don't wait for that Nachas, that shleimus, that wholeness, that unity, the peacefulness to come at the end of one's life, but to create a fabric of Zerizos, the Nachas, Zerizos, b'shleimus, I'm busy, I'm active, I'm vibrant, but I am completely at peace, I'm completely whole, I'm completely one, I have nothing but unity in my life. So, Mr. Shem, we can all take a lesson from our great sage, our great forefather, Yaakov Avinu, who he himself, for so many years, discovered shleimus, and we can bring that peace and unity, the nachas ruach, into the fabric of our daily life. Thank you, and have a good day.